Hi everyone, I'm Haley and this is my podcast. This is something that I have wanted to do for a while now, I would say since the end of last semester, so I would say since December of last year, 2023. And I wanted to do a podcast where I just talk honestly about things that I go through in my life that I know don't just apply to me. So I wanted to do this podcast so I could talk about things that I've been going through in the past year and just in my life that I know I'm definitely not alone in feeling this way and going through these experiences. And so I feel like this is a really cool way to connect with people and also just talk out my life and figure my shit out. So welcome to Let's Be Real. Okay, so today's episode is going to be about getting home after being at school for a year. It's such a weird transition, and I've talked to my parents and a bunch of my friends about this. You're at school, you're independent, whatever, and since I have been to sleepaway camp when I was younger, I wasn't homesick. And so I was fine being away, and I was used to some form of independence, so it wasn't this drastic change from being totally sheltered to being let free like a zoo animal. No, it was not like that. But it was a different form of independence, you know, cleaning your room and not having someone tell you to, or doing your laundry. And being on top of it, as well as something that I definitely struggled with first semester, but got better at second semester. So controlling my work and being on top of it. And this has definitely been an adjustment for me, because Syracuse is a party school, I would say. And the reason I go to Syracuse is because of Newhouse. I don't go to Syracuse to party. That's not my thing. And to be so honest, partying all the time has never been my thing. I see some people, especially on my floor, I would see them getting ready to go out on a Tuesday night. Every single night they would go out, get dressed, you know, go to frats, go to a bar. It's exhausting. And also, like, I don't have the emotional or social battery to do that. That's just not my thing. The things that I enjoy may be not as common for so many people, or may not be the quote-unquote popular opinion in this college scene, especially because so many people are just starting to let loose, and they now can do whatever they want, whenever they want, stay out as late as they want. So, things that I really enjoy, I love going to the city, getting dressed up, going to the ballet, going to see a Broadway show. I love doing fancier things, and I'm not trying to sound like, ooh, I'm too fancy for going to frats. No, like, it's just things that I enjoy, watching a movie with your friends and, like, doing fun stuff rather than just going out and just not remembering the thing that you did that last night. You know, it's just, it's not something that I ever crave. I don't crave going out to a frat and getting my shoes all fucked up and disgusting. Like, no, that's not something I want to do. So finding those people and finding the people that are more like you and not, there's an expectation in college that those 4 years are the best of your life. And so there's this one person in my life who is very special to me, and she's pretty much like an older sister to me, and she's 10 years older than me, and she has gotten me through a lot of things in my life. And it's really great to have her because I don't have an older sister. I have someone who has gone through things pretty much 10 years before me. So she has her own advice and she can really help out. So one thing that she said to me before I even started college was, college is not supposed to be the four best years of your life. It's supposed to be pivotal 4 years of your life that help you find out and discover who you are. And so that really takes a lot of the pressure off, because to be honest, like, who wants to peak in college? Like, that's really depressing. Because imagine you peak when you're not even 25 and then the rest of your life goes downhill. Like, who wants that? That's, like, honestly sad. Because I just, before I even went to college, I would talk to her about how sometimes I wouldn't even want to go to college and how I wanted to jump right into my future and what I wanted to do, because I love movies and I'm going to school for television, radio, and film. That's my major in Newhouse. And so I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I want to do something in the entertainment industry. And I know a bunch of people in the industry, and so it has just made me want to jumpstart and go ahead and skip this kind of bullshit middle point, which I'm feeling right now. The bullshit middle point is transitioning from childhood to adulthood. And so a lot of my friends, they just feel really, they feel like they want to go back to school. And so right now I'm in a weird position, because I'm at a point where I don't feel like I want to be home, because for a bunch of reasons, for being around my parents again when I wasn't used to it, and I can't just hang up the phone when I don't want to talk to them. I have to be around them, and I love my parents, and I love my brother and my dog, and they're great. But sometimes you just, like, you can't handle it. And when you're away, when you're at school, when you're in college, and I'll just speak for myself, I definitely grew a lot, specifically second semester, and I focused a lot on myself. And one thing that I did was, instead of trying to FaceTime someone or whatever, when I don't have anything to do or anyone to talk to and I kind of feel bored, instead of just calling someone because I don't want to sit alone with myself, I did sit with myself, and I would go to the gym, I would listen to a podcast, I would take a really nice shower, like a therapeutic shower, where I would play music, or, you know, just honestly just let loose and just cry, because sometimes you just need to release your emotions, and there's so much pent up emotions just in life, and it's so hard to just keep it in, and it just feels so much healthier to just let it out. It's like just the storm, and then the calm after the storm is pretty much how I feel sometimes after I just, like, let everything out, because it's so liberating, and it's just like taking something off your chest. So that's what I would do when I was at school. But now that I'm at home and I have all that growth, it doesn't go away, but now I'm back in a place where I grew up and I was a child, and it's pretty much a representation of my youth. So being back here is definitely hard, because I feel different and I feel more mature. And obviously I'm not saying I'm like, oh my God, I'm so mature, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But stuff has changed. I've changed. And being home in this place, it doesn't feel right to me. But then again, being at school, I need a break, because it's a lot of just everything, a lot of social battery going out all the time. Like, it's a lot of new things, and sometimes I just need a break. A few years ago, I was in BBYO, B'nai B'rith Youth Organization. It's like this Jewish teens organization. I was in it when I was younger. I joined when I was in ninth grade, because my friend Gigi, who was on cheer with me, said, oh, you should do this. So I joined, and I was active from ninth to 11th grade, and then senior year, I kind of just, like, fell off the face of the earth, because whatever, I just didn't really care anymore. Anyway, so there was this convention where the people in Nassau County would get together and have like this weekend long convention and they would do stuff. Whatever. I didn't want to go to that, but my mom felt bad and she wanted me to just enjoy myself. And so she did this amazing thing. My mom and I, she's one of my best friends. Sometimes I would just say my best friend. But so we went away to Mohonk, the spa resort, which, fun fact, the Amazon Prime show Upload was filmed there. It's so beautiful. And it was just such a great time to decompress. And sometimes I think back when I feel really stressed, I'm like, oh, I wish I could go back there and do that right now. Because for me, I like to think of myself as an extroverted introvert. Some people fill my cup and some people drain it. And so it's really hard being around a lot of people sometimes because it tends to drain my cup, drain my energy. And some things that just boost it is like going to the gym, boxing, which I've started doing kickboxing, yoga, just doing things for myself, and then just seeing people that really boost my battery, my emotional battery, my social battery. Those are the right people, and those are the people that I try to surround myself with because they just make me feel good, and you don't have to try. Like, when you don't have to try, that is the absolute best feeling because you don't have to talk. You can just exist in their presence, and that is the best feeling because when you don't feel that way around people and when you constantly feel drained, like, you constantly feel like shit, and it really sucks. So, yeah, try to surround yourself with the right people. And honestly, like, listening to your gut, like, that can really help you in these situations. You really will know the people that are right for you based on how you feel physically in your body. If you feel relaxed or if you feel tense. And what's interesting, what I think is really interesting, is that once you're really focused on your values and things that are important to you, and you don't just do things because the crowd likes it or whatever, you really focus on what's true to you, your circle may get smaller. And to be honest, mine has, because I just don't want to be around people that I don't feel good around. It just feels like a waste of my energy. And being alone isn't like a bad thing. Like, I've learned to have fun. I love going to the gym. Like, the gym is so fun for me. I listen to great music. And I just do things. Like, I've recently started going on just walks since I've been home. So a few weeks ago, which is crazy. No, I think it was actually last week, because I've been here 2 weeks, which is crazy. I can't believe I've been home 2 weeks. It goes by really quickly. So one of my friends from my sorority, she's a year older than me, and she's really been like a great person in my life. She's so fun. I was really upset like a week ago, and I just felt like I didn't really have a purpose. Like, when I was at school, I was a student. I had to do work. I had to, you know, I participated in, you know, chapter events for my sorority, and we just went out, had fun, whatever. Like, there was structure to my life. And right now I work during the summer at a country club. But one thing that I feel like is just missing in my life is the enjoyment, like the true happiness and purpose. It's hard to feel like this because I'm a person that thrives under pressure. When things are busy, I do fucking great. Like, it's awesome. I love being so busy because it's fun. I get shit done, and I have a tight calendar and schedule of things that I need to do at a certain time. But if I don't, I could easily sleep in till 12 o'clock. I can watch TV, make eggs, and then The next thing I know, it's 5 o'clock, and holy fuck, the whole day went by. And then, yeah. So, that's one thing that I've definitely struggled with, by being home. And so I talked to this girl from my sorority, and she was like, you know what? You know how we always used to walk to class and walk to everything? Do that again and do hot girl walks. And for some reason, something in me just clicked, and that really just made sense. Because one thing that I absolutely loved when I was in Syracuse was when it was snowing and when it was nighttime. Sometimes I would have classes that would end at 7 o'clock, but during the winter, it was pitch black. So I would leave my class and I had my winter jacket, but then I would get to this certain spot and it was kind of by the quad. And what they have is they have like these little cute trees, and then they have the LED lights under them, and they're like orange and they're warm, and it's really nice. And I just can so vividly remember this one specific walk that I was on one time. And I was just enjoying myself. I was not looking to get up to my dorm super quickly. I took my jacket off, and I honestly just wanted to feel the cold. Because it just makes you feel so much more connected to the world around you. Because it just really, it's like a reminder that you're here in the present moment. And being around nature for me is something that really grounds me. It always has, but I've really recognized that and leaned on that in the past few months, I would say. And so I was like, okay, I'll do these walks. And so that day, I was really upset. I was not having it. And so I went for a walk. And I was listening to music. And it was really therapeutic. And I was just looking at the leaves around me. I mean, sometimes I just see a sunflower and I pick it up, and it's just so cool because you may never see that leaf again. Like, I would think that when I'd be on car rides, just, I don't know, with my parents, or going up to Amherst, Massachusetts, because my grandparents have a house there, and whenever we ride there, we see this one telephone pole thing that's like disguised as a tree, but it's so obviously not a tree, but it's like one thing that I always see whenever we drive there. But then I look around and see the real trees, and I'm like, I may never look at this tree again, or I may never even look at this leaf again. It just really grounds you in the moment and makes you even more present. And that's something that I'm definitely working on and that I struggle with, and I think that that's really important. Okay, so I actually just went to Starbucks because I wanted to get out of the house and do something. And I also wanted to find a good spot to do this because I didn't want to do it in my house because there can be so many distractions. Casey, my dog, he always barks and it's really annoying. Like, no matter what, if there's, it could be anything. If it's a rock and he thinks it's a bunny or a cat for some reason. Anyway, I got my strawberry acai refresher, venti. No lemonade. It's so good and it's so refreshing and it's great for the summer. So anyway, that's really a big chunk of what I have to say today. But one thing that I just want to end on and that I learned from, which I'm not ashamed to say this, I've been to therapy. I tried hypnotherapy, and hypnotherapy is like really helpful with like healing your inner child and just not being resentful towards things that may have caused trauma or negative things in your life or negative patterns. But one thing that I've learned is just to cut yourself some slack and just be patient with yourself. I recently changed my home screen on my phone to this quote that really stood out to me. Be gentle with the person you are right now. You have worked so hard to become this version of you. You wouldn't be here without your past versions. So cheer yourself on and don't give up on yourself, because your present self is currently laying the foundations for your future self. You're doing the best that you can let that be enough. I'd love to close on that today, because if you can just remember that, I think that's just something great to walk away with, because it really has helped me. And just not beat yourself up. This may be cheesy, but you're really the one that you're with your whole entire life. And so you are the love of your life. There are so many loves in your life, but you have to really love yourself. Okay. So thanks, guys, for listening. I'll see you next time.